My mama, she makes quilts. We got 13 on each bed and at least 2 feather pillows for each and every head. And then you got 2 sheets and 1 chenille bedspread. When I was growing up, we lived in an old drafty farmhouse, and in the winter, you'd sit around in the living room, and we had what was called a warm morning wood stove. Now, why they called it a warm morning, I don't know, because during the night, it would go completely out, and when you got up in the morning, it wasn't warm. But it was warm when you went to bed, but the house was only warm in the living room. And I remember when it was time to go to bed, I was always the last one, because I'd go over there and stand next to that wood stove, and I would get my blue jeans smoking hot, you know. I'd turn around and I'd try to get all areas of my blue jeans as hot as they could be, because I knew that I was going to have to dash down that cold hallway and up them steps. And when I opened the door to my bedroom, that Arctic wind was going to come across that tundra. And I was going to look around and see those sides of frozen beef hanging there. And I was going to jerk my clothes off and jump into my flannel jammies. And I was going to dive on to that iceberg there in the middle of my room, the one with the 13 quilts and the 2 sheets and the chenille bedspread. And you dive onto that and you get your toes started down between them sheets. And it's a proven fact that a cotton sheet can actually maintain a temperature 30 to 34 degrees below ambient room temperature. And in my house, ambient room temperature was right about freezing anyway.